Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Good morning. Welcome. 9 o'clock stretch is rolling. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. He's stretching for his birthday cake, which is not here. But, oh, he's got his own little treat over there. Wow. Mr. Generosity. I was thinking of someone else. Anyway, we've got important things to cover. You know the top stories. You've got Tibet, Nepal, an awful, awful thing that's going on there with flooding and hundreds of people dead, hundreds missing. It is not a pretty picture. So let's find something upbeat. Let's find something positive. Let's start to plan, something fun for the weekend, something maybe for the whole family. You know, it's a great thing is like improving your home. You know, you're investing in it. You're proud of it. So joining us right now is Charlie Delatorre at Delatorre and Our Town Magazine. That's who we represent. So good morning, Charlie. Good to have you back.
Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for having me here. This is an annual tradition at this point.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, guys. Thank
you. We're going to promote the Home and Garden Show. But first, let's talk about your magazine, Our Town. You know, the printed word, magazines and, newspapers and stuff haven't done all that well over the last few years because, you know, we've got that stupid phone in our hands and internet access.
Sure.
So what is it that keeps, you know, your magazine moving and vibrant and still in demand?
Wow, that is how long do we have? 8 minutes? We can do the whole thing on this part of it. It is, I think things constantly change, right? And Our Town Magazine has been around for 25 years.
Wow,
actually.
Congratulations on that.
I think the way that Our Town remains relevant, it remains timely, it remains pertinent in this world of sort of ever-changing things in our pocket every day with that phone, is the fact that we're 100% local. This is not content that is scraped or curated or, assembled through AI. These are local writers writing on local topics. It's the way that the Bob Rose Show remains relevant and pertinent, is you're talking about things that matter to people in our backyard. And so Our Town is dedicated to that.
And we try to keep it real. You're keeping it real. I'm glad you mentioned that AI stuff, as we see more and more content that you can tell if you read the writing of it. It does follow a certain pattern, it seems like. And I think that eventually is going to wear on people, and that's going to be kind of a tune out. But you guys keep it local, and that's a great thing. And this is a great local show that you're putting on, Home and Garden Show, this Saturday and Sunday at the Sports Events Center in Celebration Point. Now, how many years have you been doing this show?
Yeah, so I think because of Greg's birthday, I think we should rename it to the Greg Cassidy Birthday Bash.
I like the way you're thinking.
You like that?
It would be wild.
I didn't get any cake, but that's fine. Maybe we can work that out.
We'll divvy it up.
Okay, cool. This is the Our Town Home and Garden Show. There was a Home and Garden Show here for many years. It was here for about 19 or 20 years. It was at the O'Connell Center.
Yeah,
it was
sort
of a staple of our community. COVID came and went, and that sort of ended. We then picked up that torch, I guess is a good way to put it, waited for this building to be built at Celebration Point, the Sports and Events Center. It's just off I-75. There's plenty of free covered parking, much easier to get in and out of than what was the old O'Connell Center parking lot.
Oh, absolutely.
So this is our third year, and each year the show has grown tremendously year over year, and this is no exception. It seems a little like, I said this last year and Greg made fun of me, but it's bigger. It's better than it was the year before. We have more vendors and hopefully more people coming.
Just as long as you don't say it's huge.
It's huge. You can call it huge.
Oh, yeah.
It's presented by Entrust Roofing and Visit Gainesville, and 150 vendors. That's not shabby.
It's a lot. There's a lot of different businesses from all different kinds of stuff, from indoor, outdoor space, from decorating to creating projects to handymen ready to take over that that honey-do list you have at home. I appreciate you mentioning Entrust. I do want to shout them out because thanks to them, we were able to give a ticket to every Alachua County School Board member, or Alachua County School member, teacher, faculty, administrator, gets a complimentary copy. That's all getting emailed. All they have to do is bring their school ID at the door, and they can get a free ticket to get into the show. And that's all because of that incredible sponsor, Entrust.
Well, that's good to know. These are important people in our community. They give back to our community, so it's their opportunity to see if they want to, you know, invest in anything around their home. I mean, home values are going up anyway, and so it's, you know, more worthwhile, I would think, than ever to make some improvements there. Or it could just be, hey, you want a nice environment as the weather starts to get a little bit nicer to go out in your backyard and enjoy whatever your version or vision is of a nice little patio or little escape, you know?
Yeah, I think maybe the misnomer a little bit is that I don't really have a big project going on. I don't really need to go to the show. And that is the exact opposite of what we're looking for. We've got vendors that sell everything from home goods stuff like brooms and mops and shades and stuff for your windows to a giant plant nursery in 5 acre that comes out and sells the most amazing, beautiful plants for you to have around your house. And so it really can be anything from somebody living in an apartment to, of course, the homeowner. Yes, there are other major remodelers there for kitchen and bath and backyard landscaping and pools and spas, but that's not all that's there. There's so much more, as well as a bunch of local businesses looking to help promote their businesses to the many attendees that are there.
A lot of women, you just say it's a home and garden show. They're all about it. They already know exactly what their expectations are. For the guys, what about man cave stuff?
Oh, dude. So here's the thing. I mean, what are you looking for? You looking for like a he shed in the backyard?
Maybe a giant outdoor barbecue?
We've got that covered. We've got companies that will work on outdoor kitchens and backyard pools. And you want a fire pit? You want, outdoor sheds and outdoor living space? Yeah, dude. There's plenty of those, of course, there. All of that stuff is in at the Home and Garden Show.
Well, you can talk to a lot of folks. They're representing their company, so they, you know, in a lot of cases they're going to have someone that has a level of expertise, so you can pick their brain, you can ask questions, you can form a relationship with somebody if you're thinking, especially if it's a bigger ticket item that you might not be ready to pull the trigger on now but in the future, and you've already made this connection with the people. It's also an idea generator. Hey, I like that. I actually have the skills. I think I might be able to make that.
That is a really great point, because I think a lot of times when we're working on stuff around our house, it's a project mentality, right? Like, at some point, I would like to be able to do this. A show like the Home and Garden Show at Celebration Point allows us to get those ideas, talk to somebody or maybe more than one company about what you're looking for, what your vision might be. And then over the course of the next few months, you plan and then eventually execute that. I literally talked to a kitchen remodeling company here locally who was at our show last year, who just finished a kitchen from last year's show.
Oh, okay.
It took 5 or 6 months of them designing and planning and picking out what they wanted, and then they needed to get through the new year, and then it was this, and they just finished it. And so for these local companies, and that's really what it's about, is pushing and promoting these local businesses to our local community, is giving them the opportunity to work on leads that are generated all year long.
Hey, spend locally whenever you have the opportunity.
It makes such
a huge...
We always
promote that.
Yeah, and I love that we're doing it in a county building. You know, Visit Gainesville is a big partner of ours, so we're doing it in a county building with county businesses and county residents. I love that so much. It's just a great way to bring the community together.
Yeah, and that was funded with like a bed tax for the most part, so it's not like it costs taxpayers directly out of their pocket.
That's right.
So it is a win-win, and I love it. And you know what, Celebration Point, it's just a great place to go and hang out. There's all kinds of shops, places to eat, and things like that. So that's going on this weekend. If you're looking for something to do, there you go. It's both Saturday and Sunday at Celebration Point at the Sports Event Center. And, they've got the parking garage there, which makes it really nice.
Oh, it's so nice.
Yeah, you got covered parking if that's what you desire. And there's going to be all kinds of things, 150 vendors related to home, garden, patio, and all of that stuff. Love what you're doing, and love the magazine.
Thanks,
Our
man.
Town. We did get like an honorable mention, didn't we, in the morning show thing?
Yeah, you did. Well, you guys did great.
I think we won it the previous year.
So you started this whole thing by asking me, like, how's Our Town still hanging on? How does it do it? I think one of the ways we do that are events like the Home and Garden Show, but also projects like we do for Our Town Favorites. Our Town Favorites is a community choice award program where people vote at ourtownfavorites.com for their local favorites in like 250 plus categories. One of those is Our Town's favorite local radio talk show. And you guys are almost always in it every year. Mm-hmm. Greg is wondering how people vote on this and how it works. And I'm so proud of that endeavor because it started as, hey, I think we can do this. And, you know, I don't want to call it the best of this or the best of that because I'd rather it be your favorite. Whatever Greg's favorite burger is, that's Greg's favorite burger, right? So
you can't judge it.
Yeah, you can't. That's right.
Best but you need to try it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got to try it for sure. And so our town favorites was, we had, the biggest year we've ever had. We had more than 225,000 votes.
Wow.
We had almost 11,000 unique users. So I'm happy to share those numbers because I think it's incredible that we had that many that number of people participate in a local choice.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's fun. And yes, you guys did very, very well, as you do every year.
Yeah, well, we're always looking for that gratification, you know, because we need it. We're insecure by nature.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, sure.
Goes with the territory.
Charlie Delatorre, Our Town Magazine, and bringing you the Home and Garden Show, along with the Entrust Roofing and Visit Gainesville. Go and have a good time at Celebration Point this weekend. It's only $5 to get in. Children 10 and under are free, and you can go online for more information. GainesvilleHomeAndGarden.com. Charlie, always a pleasure. Good to see you.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate it. You too, always.
All right, we're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. We've got your top headlines and stories on the way next on 97.3 The Sky.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to say, just to irritate you.
Oh, really?
Hey, oil prices are down.
But...
Well, it doesn't matter to me. I don't care what the... I've never bought a barrel of oil in my life. Have you?
No, but...
Nobody has.
But why? It just sure doesn't drop the gas price.
That's the thing.
That's what's irritating.
And we know, look, there's always a catch-up effect or whatever. Not so much anymore. Yeah. Like, you know, oil goes up. It's like 6 seconds later. You literally watch the signs go... So, yeah, and they don't come down the same way. And I get a certain amount of that. But at some point... We haven't had a big, no long-lasting spike per se, right, in a while. Yeah. Oil's at around $82. That's not really that excessive. I mean, it's a little bit above the normal average, but we're not seeing that relief at the pump. And it's a little frustrating for people. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 922. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, Greg's birthday, no doubt.
Thank you.
He wants donuts, but, well, they'd have to be delivered fairly quickly. Yeah. But also, while we've got sad news, you got the Tibet and Nepal hit with a massive mudslide flood. This thing is knocking down buildings and bridges and sweeping buses, and the death toll is 300 or more already. It's going to get worse. Hundreds are missing. It's just a bad scene there. And we're going to help, you know, organizations related to the U.S., of course, as much as we can, but mostly in Nepal because Tibet is under Chinese control. And, heck, they won't even let reporters in there in most cases. You have to ask for, you know, permission to go in writing. Now, I don't know if they'll waive any of that for humanitarian purposes or not. But for right now, you know, we'll do what we can to help who we can. And there's a lot of Americans, by the way. I don't know if you know that, but they're amongst the missing, and it's several dozen at least that we know of for right now. So you've got that going on. One of your other top stories is Meta. You know, they own Instagram and Facebook, you know, Zuckerberg, all that. They reached an $18 billion settlement with 48 states where the attorneys general, I guess it would be, of those states, you know, filed lawsuits and all that. And basically the premise is, you know, hey, my kid became addicted to your product and you set it up to become addicting. And the other part of it is, and so my kid also committed suicide, and you can see a search and then just a plethora of information pouring in to their smartphones, for instance, related to, like, suicide. How to? Not talking them out of it. Not here's the suicide hotline. And that's probably part of the problem. The function of AI is, you know, not knowing good from bad or, you know, right from wrong, whatever. It's just going to state things and then bombard you. You get bombarded via the algorithms with all kinds of stuff as well. And so that's a big settlement to make, $18 billion. But the more important thing is, you know, will the people that manage and run these, and Zuckerberg claims they will and made promises that they're going to change, you know, how they do that. And we'll see. Look, we're all adults. You can go and gamble legally now pretty much anywhere. So it's up to you to not become addicted. And if you do, there's places where you need to reach out and get help. You know, same thing with alcohol. Heck, even food. People can have issues with anything. But the way that this information was being pushed on the kids that are already addicted to that smartphone, they feel like it was detrimental. And they were able to prove their point to the point to where Zuckerberg said, you know, okay, you know, let's settle this thing. By the way, Florida is not part of that suit. I guess we're doing some things on our own more directly, and also New Mexico, same thing. And there's also, you know, individuals, several private cases that have been brought by the families of what they're calling social media victims. And here's the thing, like, we know now, right, as parents, that since this stuff became available, we're now much more aware of its detrimental effects. And previous to that, we're like, hell yeah, I've got a smartphone. I want to keep in touch with my kid. You know, as long as I put parental controls on, I know they're not looking up anything, you know, bad. So, yeah, I mean, you know, the fact that you can communicate, know where they are at any time, things like that, gives parents feel good about that. But then you have to take the other side of it, and obviously that's all the things we just talked about. So they're going to put some automatic things in the works, like a 2-hour daily time limit, for instance, turning off access to its apps at night as a default, stopping all notifications during school hours, giving parents new control mechanisms, and sending a message to teens every 15 minutes of continuous use. In other words, do you want to remain on? You know, you've been on here for 15 minutes. Who hasn't done that? Who hasn't been looking at their smartphone and they look up the clock and you go, no flipping way. Yeah. Has 35 yes. minutes just gone.
Yeah.
I did one simple search on Car Gurus or right. whatever. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, 35 minutes of my life gone forever.
Yeah.
And it's one thing if you're actually getting something done, like, well, I had to shop for these household items, better to do it right here from than having to go to the store or whatever. But when you have nothing to account for it, you are just, you know, you're basically just taking, you know, it's sugar to your eyes.
Well, we've talked about people that we know that are business people and we're like, how do they get all those things done in a day? Because we've all got the same 24 hours. I think we just answered how we don't get all those things done.
Yeah, look, I'm guilty. I'm guilty, and I've got to discipline myself better as well, and other people do. But, you know, certainly the kids left to their own devices.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, left to
I see what you did there?
Well, that was just like,
you're so clever, you don't even know when you do it.
Well, I can't take credit for it because it's a term that, you know, this idea of wisdom, where they could see the future. 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's his birthday. 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. And we got more headlines, information. It's all coming your way on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:36. Tibet, Nepal, terrible flooding there. You're going to see, some visual stuff on this, and that's the only way to really, truly describe it. But hundreds are missing. Hundreds are dead. It's a terrible scenario. We'll help out in Nepal under the control of the Chinese. Tibet is, and we'll just have to see how they are reacting. They don't have the same have the same care for people as we do in general. That's just a fact. But we'll continue to follow that and hope for the best. There's a lot of Americans involved, by the way, several dozen. Also, top stories, United Kingdom Maritime Organization, the other ones that, you know, watch over the, you know, the shipping and stuff. They issued a warning Thursday after an oil tanker was struck by an unknown projectile in the Strait of Hormuz near Oman. So that language, an unknown projectile, I've only heard that twice.
Yeah.
And what does that mean, an unknown projectile? You have no idea what it was.
Yeah, okay, right.
And the crews are reported safe and accounted for, so that's good. And no report of any environmental impact, so it's all good. Authorities are investigating. I don't know. It's odd that they've used that exact description, an unknown projectile. Missile, bullet, bomb, nope, unknown.
Oh, we got no clue. Yeah. No, there's no evidence in that hole in the side of our ship.
So, yeah, I just thought that was odd. Also, outgoing White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said that the U.S. military blockade in the Arabian Sea will continue during her final interview on the job. She said this morning on Fox and Friends, quote, as commander-in-chief, he, of course, continues to retain all options on the table, and the naval blockade continues to be in effect as well, which has proven hugely successful. The United States is essentially controlling the Strait of Hormuz, which remains open thanks to President Trump and the United States military. Okay, essentially controlling it. Not crazy about that verbiage
words
either.
Words mean everything, people. They really do. So
We're either controlling it, we have it under control, or, well, essentially.
Essentially.
We have it essentially under control.
Yeah, it's sort of, kind of, you know.
Yeah, that doesn't, I have a $2 billion ship out there. Mm-hmm. Should I go for it or not? Sure.
Yeah, more or less.
It should be safe. I mean, essentially.
Essentially it
essentially
won't sink.
Safe.
Right.
So you're reporting on a pretty serious trial. That Lindsay Clancy, she killed her kids. And, you know, postpartum psychosis is what the defense is trying to utilize to maybe not necessarily get her off, but, to lessen her sentence in some way, or, you know, remand her to some kind of mental health facility. But It's no matter how you look at it, it's a very serious situation. And apparently some people that work for Vanity Fair, they think it's okay to kind of clown around or something.
It's a serious trial.
Vanity Fair has fired a journalist after viral video captured her smiling and winking at the camera during the trial of Lindsay Clancy. We all love the camera. We all want to get on TV.
Yeah.
By the time you're a reporter for a major publication like Vanity Fair, you would hope that little, you know, the average person having to get in the camp, you should be past that by then, in other words.
Hopefully, yeah.
In other words, be a professional. And even if you can't because, you know, you're still enamored by the camera, you have to think about the context. Like, where are you? You're in a courtroom. Someone's life might lie in the balance. Three lives have been lost.
And you want to look in the camera and wink?
Okay. On Monday, journalist Brittany Romano generated millions of views during her live feed after she was seen winking and smiling at a pool camera. In a statement to Fox News, the outlet said that Romano had been sent to cover the trial, adding she had a personal connection to Lindsay Clancy, who faces three counts of first-degree murder for the strangulation of her three children. We were interested in the prospect of a personal essay by Brittany Romano about her experience growing up with Lindsay Clancy. Yesterday, after clear conflicts with our editorial standards and processes, we informed Romano that we were not moving forward with her essay and informed the court that she is no longer credentialed by Vanity Fair. Romano, however, said she never had a contract with Vanity Fair, adding that she worked as a freelance journalist. An Instagram post on Tuesday, Romano wrote that she smiles out of anxiety, not indifference. There are people that could be a nervous type thing. There are people that even when they get tragic news, they do. They kind of smile.
Or they'll laugh.
It's like a nervous reaction. Well, heck, you got, Kamala Harris, who, at just about anything, she'll start cackling away.
But looking into a camera specifically and doing that is different.
And if you're winking, like, that's not...
That's different.
Yeah, one would think, right?
Mm-hmm.
A smile is not a crime. Telling a woman to slit her wrist is, she said.
Okay.
For 2 years, I have fought to cover the Lindsey Casey, honestly, of the Lindsey Clancy case. Because of its as center as a mother accused of killing her three children during postpartum psychosis, and because the conversation around her, I spent that whole time swinging between calling her a monster and asking what actually broke inside her. Women's mental health was never a side note in the coverage. It was the whole point. I smile through anxiety. I smile when I'm uncomfortable. That is not indifference. It is a nervous system managing strain the only way it knows how. She had a good, she had some pretty good reasoning behind it. I mean, I don't know if we'll completely buy it, but she at least made an honest attempt.
I don't think I'm buying what she's selling.
No, you're not?
No.
Romano concluded that she will not apologize, adding that she has nothing to apologize for. What I've actually received are messages telling me to slip my wrist. That's where that comment came from.
Right.
Threats to kill me in my sleep.
Oh, wow.
I mean, if you're going to kill somebody in their sleep, that's probably the nicest way, isn't it?
I would think so.
I mean, no, it's terrible no matter what. It's tragic. Yes, but I'm going to kill you in your sleep, kind of a threat.
It is. That's weird.
Anyway, sent by people who claim that they are defending Lindsay's mental health. If you actually believed a woman's mental health mattered, you would not hand another woman a method, you would not treat suicide as a punishment, and you would not claim to protect one woman's humanity while stripping another woman of hers. Well, don't go too far to make yourself a victim here, okay?
Yeah.
She tried to defend herself, but she wouldn't apologize. She got some hate mail and stuff, which, unfortunately, can go with the territory. And people... have differing opinions on that whole case. I have not, really scrutinized enough of it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what happens. You want to try to get inside the head of a crazy person?
Oh,
I mean, think about how, let's just say people who are suicidal.
Uh-huh.
You go, that's a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Don't you want to see how it turns out? 5 years from now, you might be laughing about whatever predicament you're in that's so horrendous. But they're not reasoning. They're not thinking. They're thinking that, the world will be a better place without them. This will relieve all their pain, et cetera, et cetera. So we can't relate to that a normal person could kill their children. We can't relate. We can't fathom it. We don't understand it. So it becomes confusing, frankly, because we want people to reach out when there's mental health issues, especially to the point of if you're hearing voices or you're thinking about homicidal or suicidal acts, of course, reach out. I mean, it appears she did to some extent. My thing is, I'm kind of interested in the how many medications she was on.
Because that has been something that's been brought up on this in this case.
Now, somebody mentioned, was she a nurse or was she just in the medical field? Was she like a CTA or was she actually like an RN? I don't know. But that was brought up that, hey, if she had some training, she should probably know that being on 13 different psychotropic type medications is probably not good.
So we hear that she did reach out, but at the same time, I look at the other part. I know I mentioned it the other day. She had the cognitive wherewithal to send her husband out of the house on errands to kill the kids. It wasn't she had some planning involved here. And then to strangle someone, that's not like shooting them. That takes time, it takes effort, and you're going to do it three times in a row to your children.
I'm not defending her. I'm just saying we can't relate. You think that she has some cognitive abilities, but when you're in a psychosis, you can operate. you can operate as a human being, but if you're in a state of psychosis, you're not really aware of everything you may be doing, or maybe you are, but the psychosis is telling you that it's perfectly okay. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I mean,
we'll never figure it out, really. No.
No, that's the intricacies of mental health. Or was there something else at play there entirely?
Mm-hmm.
Does it make it any easier to understand?
Right.
How does taking your children's life, how does that make anything really better?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can't fathom that. We don't understand that.
Yeah.
So anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, I buy some sort of psychosis is taking place there, but I don't know if that relieves her of all liability.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you know what? We need some happy, upbeat thoughts. We need things that make you smile. Got any good memories? Maybe an anniversary? I got one. If you've got one, call in now, because it is time for Things That Make You Smile. Upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us, brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now, 877-975-9825. Things That Make You Smile, next. Well, it makes me smile that it's time for Things That Make You Smile.
Well, that's something we're smiling for.
I think so. I tend to agree.
Yeah.
I was smiling, but you can't see that on the radio.
But it was.
Look at your left speaker.
Yeah.
There I am.
Wow.
Just shining through.
I'm telling you.
It is 9:52. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for Things That Make You Smile. Call in now. 877-975-9825. Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. I have a feeling that Greg may have a smile. Greg, you have the floor, sir.
Well, it is my birthday. Even though we don't necessarily like getting older, but, you know, cards, greetings, gifts, going out to dinner with my amazing hot wife tonight. Those are all good things that make me smile, though.
They are, and I hope you have an enjoyable birthday. I mean, you already started off right. You get to hang out with me for hours.
I mean, you're like the first person I see on my birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a gift that is. I'm so surprised you didn't call in sick.
Yeah, we joke about that. A station I used to work at in St. Louis, we would, all the air staff, we always took our birthday off. Well, we really did.
My cousin-in-law, one of my Philly cousins.
Yeah.
Her husband, he says, look, these are the days I take off, and it's like whatever, the day after New Year's, the day after Super Bowl.
Okay.
Pretty smart.
Recovery. Yeah,
and
that's good.
Not his birthday,
yeah,
the day after.
Oh, because he enjoys the birthday a little too much.
Correctamundo.
I'm seeing a pattern with him.
Well, yeah.
The day after Super Bowl, the day after birthday.
I'm not judging.
Oh, not judging, just facing reality there that he likes to enjoy his days.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. Anything else you got that's making you smile?
Actually, I am. Yeah. The fact that Charlie Delatorre was in here earlier talking about the home show. I love these home and garden shows. And one thing that you guys touched on, which I like to do, is you get some great inspiration going to those. Because not everybody is as creative as everybody else. But you go to some of these things and you're like, oh, my goodness, I never even thought about how that simple thing could make my house or my backyard or my patio look amazing. And I just think, man, for $5, how do you not go?
Right.
It's very cool.
It definitely.
I love them.
Yeah. And it's better than pictures. You know, there's Pinterest can give generate ideas. But
it's not the same.
See it, feel it, touch it. How is it made? Talk to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for, the tough questions and let them share their expertise with you. And look, your home should be a place of comfort and joy. It should bring you a sense of happiness, because for most of us that's our major expense, is mm-hmm. keeping a roof over our head. Why not make it as pleasant as you can? So
think of it as a retreat. I mean, you work all day if you work, or you're involved in all the things you're involved in, and you want to go home and it just feel like home. That's nice.
Yeah. Or you could go home and the dogs are like, where you been all day? Well, we've been waiting on you. There's games to play, toys to chase. Can we go in the pool? You want your home to be a sanctuary.
Well, I didn't say it would be, but
it's a better sanctuary for our pets.
Yours is more like a dog park, it sounds like.
Oh, my gosh. They have it made. Yeah. I'm definitely coming back as a doggy. Definitely.
I love it.
Hey, don't you go anywhere, because coming up next, it is The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Harry Beck with Guns and Range in Micanopy. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Harry Beck with Guns and Range of Micanopy. The Washington Redskins are gone, alive only in the hearts and memories of those who grew up rooting for them. Oh, they're very much alive and still making money, though, at the team store. Yes, the Commanders are selling Redskins team gear, name and logo, at the team store. Despite the sell-off of Redskins gear, the Commanders maintain that the team's former name and logo are not coming back. Instead, they insist it's just a limited sale due to their desire to preserve their trademark rights. Really? So you're not just getting rid of old inventory, are you? You know what that makes me say? As long as the Redskins bring in the greenbacks, the gear will be around for a while. And that, my friends, is your smoking gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Harry Beck with Guns and Range in Micanopy. On behalf of birthday boy Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have yourself an awesome, great, safe day. See ya.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade, from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.